State Senators Tim Cullen of Janesville, John Erpenbach of Middleton, and Congressman Ron Kine all endorsed Barrett. Each had at one point entertained the idea of running themselves, but none of them took the plunge. Senator Cullen said his top priority, if he had been elected, would have been reuniting the state. He says he thinks Barrett can do that. Cullen also thinks Barrett is the most electable.
This recall is about replacing Governor Walker, and I do believe that Tom Barrett is the best Democratic candidate to win that election.
So far, former Democratic Dean County Executive Kathleen Falk has earned the most organizational endorsements from labor unions, from environmental groups, and from the women's rights group Emily's List. Falk also announced a new endorsement from the National Women's Campaign Fund. Unions have already spent money on Falk's behalf and have questioned Barrett's support for labor. Senator Erpenbach says that's not helping.
We as Democrats can't afford to do this right now. We can't do this to each other. It's too important right now. At this particular point in time in our state's history, with 5.5 million people living in Wisconsin, calling it home, a place they love, we couldn't be more divided, could not be more divided. And that's why we need Tom Barrett not only to make it through the primary, but also to defeat Governor Walker in June.
Kind issued his endorsement in a written statement, saying that Barrett would be a governor that western and central Wisconsin could be proud of. Also, Governor Scott Walker announced yesterday that he was endorsed by the Wisconsin Home Builders. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.